USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 Democratic mayors from some of the country's largest cities are demanding President Trump pull out federal law enforcement from Portland, Oregon, and not send more police to other cities as he has threatened to do. There is a lot of misinformation floating around that these federal agents are not identifying themselves, but according to CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan, that's not the case.
This is a baseline of all the different identifications that they have. So first and foremost, you see clearly marked that they are part of the Customs and Border Protection. The second line of marking is it shows the component within CBP that they're associated with. In this instance, Border Patrol. Clearly police. It's marked on the front and the back, every single agent.
The Trump administration is giving a nearly $2 billion contract to Pfizer for 600 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. is ordering the closure of China's consulate in Houston. Beijing saying they will respond if the decision isn't reversed, but according to a Republican senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, this is the right decision.
So this consulate is basically a front for, it's kind of the central node of a massive spy operation, commercial espionage, defense espionage, also influence agents to try to influence Congress. You know, they use businessmen as fronts in many cases to try to influence members of Congress and other political leaders at the state and local level.
An earthquake is causing folks to be on high alert, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A powerful earthquake has struck Alaska's Aleutian Peninsula. It was a magnitude 7.8 quake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck shortly after 11 p.m. Pacific time and was felt as far away as Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
As Democrats and Republicans continue coronavirus relief negotiations on another bill, both sides seem to be very far apart, and many people are thinking that a bill will not be passed by the end of July, and there's about a 50-50 chance that a bill would be passed by mid-August. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik tells Fox News what she believes will be in the bill.
So I anticipate a robust coronavirus relief package. This is on top of the largest economic rescue, of course, working with the Trump administration. I anticipate that there will be additional stimulus funding really targeted towards families that need it the most. I also think we really need to focus on getting people back to work. So you will see the importance of liability protections, not just for our small businesses, but really any place at work, including colleges and universities and nonprofits. In addition, you will see robust funding for school districts. I know that parents, families are eager to get their kids safely back to school, and our schools are going to need funding across the country to do that. So I anticipate a strong bill focused on getting people back to work, focused on ensuring that we're protecting the health of everyone across the country, and ensuring our students get access to the education they need.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2003 when U.S. Army Private Jessica Lynch, a prisoner of war who was rescued from an Iraqi hospital, receives a hero's welcome when she returns to her home in West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.